The key to life. Most successful people just want to be left alone. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to have to assert themselves. They've never had to fight for anything in their life. They don't know what it means to stand up for themselves because nobody ever confronts them directly. They don't understand that fight-or-flight feeling in a life-or-death scenario, and they haven't been through MK-Ultra mind-break trauma training. This means they're essentially boring and stupid sheep that are annoying to talk to and useless for anything other than simple manipulation of Excel spreadsheets or digging ditches or hitting inanimate objects with hammers while they get paid $8 an hour to destroy their body and waste their time, as well as pick up a pill and alcohol habit which will make them kick the bucket 3 decades earlier than they would have. The majority of people are not trained in the art of conflict. Most people are not hostage negotiators. They do not understand how to deal with a situation where somebody is acting unreasonably to a stark degree. They don't understand how to read body language, how to tell what is a threat, and how to get away from risky situations safely. These facts about our current dull-eyed, cow-eyed compatriots means one thing. You can do horrible things with impunity if you just know how to place normal people in uncomfortable situations until they do what you demand them to do. Truly crazy people are an anomaly, and most of them get put in psych wards or doped up on antipsychotics until they're essentially barely functioning pseudo-comatose vegetables, dragging their friends and family down with them on the path to mediocre failure and reliance on the state to keep their miserable non-existence existence existing. The lack of whack jobs roaming about means that there is a market opportunity that exists for the hypersane individual to perform surgical high-intensity insanity exercises on the pacified childlike sheep minds of those around us. Want something for free? Buy it then. Complain about it loudly in the store with the receipt while claiming you threw out the item and refuse to leave until they give you a refund or at least store credit. Be careful not to act crazy enough to warrant physical removal, but enough to cause mental disturbance that slightly unsettles everybody around you, so they can feel bad about existing in the mental state of calm while you are clearly existing in a mental hell. They will bend to your will, then feel good about themselves for doing so. That's how crazy of an inverse world we live in. Be a jerk. Be annoying. Don't be patient when nobody who can harm your reputation is around. Be a mean person. Make everybody who has things you want know that they will have to be around you and perturbed by you until they give in and give you what you want. You are essentially the emotional mafia demanding protection money from local shop owners. You are a one-man mentally ill mafia. You know the key to life, and the stupid slaves around you trying to be nice to get ahead are now the puppets dancing to your instructions. Watch as they dance to please you. This is the key to life.